Charlie Wainwright, and beginning of Visitor's Cookie this Monday after supper, the 6th of January, 75, with Barbara and Faye. Charlie Wainwright, beginning of the visit with Cookie this Monday after supper, the 6th of January, 75, with Barbara and Faye. Charlie Wainwright, beginning of the visit with Cookie this Monday after supper, the 6th of January, 75, with Barbara and Faye.
You have to have a cup of coffee to celebrate the New Year.
Yes, I'd have some too. Mine's been cold all day.
Of a new rental?
I'm going. That'd be in the Thursday evening at 4 o'clock.
Stay for us again.
Yeah,
I don't think it's not going to stay.
No. Huh?
It's not going to stay.
Yeah, it'll stay.
Chicago, what's up there?
Oh, I got to take a little booze up and bring some back.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be cold. Do you have sugar?
I don't use sugar. Barbara does. Barbara's going to get that call.
Well, that's the trouble. You're about to give them away.
I didn't get more rest. I've even got a motorcycle.
What?
Oh no.
What are you talking about?
Motorcycle.
You mean you traded for a motorcycle?
I mean I traded a horse for a motorcycle.
Look at that, that's a new wrinkle. That's a wrinkle I can't follow.
That's right, I ain't joking.
Well, run?
Yes, sir, I rode it tonight. Said I wasn't going to ride it, but it's just too tempting. By golly, I rode it.
I missed something, Cookie. I missed something.
You sure did. I rode that motorcycle once, so I ain't riding more, because I'm afraid of it tomorrow.
You got a market board, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Cookie, put the water in first, or you call
it? Yeah, go ahead and put it in. It'll all mix up in the end.
Where's your cup?
I'll get it.
Yeah, it's on this one.
Is that a bit too soon?
That's enough.
That's enough.
We make this size bigger.
Well, you were just cutting down, right?
Yeah, folks, this is all I got time to drink. I got to go.
Can't you tell he's a man on the move? Down here and go talking with a bunch of people who won't stay home.
Well, we better
hurry. Yeah. If everybody got in a hurry, we better get a move
on. I wasn't expecting to see you all back yet. Well, I wasn't expecting to be back. I long give up. I didn't think he was coming back.
No, I wouldn't expect you back till the middle of the month.
Yeah. I'd do a few things around here. Been gone 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Wednesday. That's Wednesday morning.
The Wednesday before Christmas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Thought we was going to leave too, because we settled around and didn't leave until Wednesday.
Yeah, I had to go. I tried to run behind the truck and down at the trailer. I led her all the way up down to the corner before I found any place to load her. See, I can't load them just any place now. I gotta find a place, see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't just step up in there now.
No, it's pretty high set. About like stepping up on a table. That's pretty high. You know?
Yeah. They can step off, but they can't step off.
No, they can't step off. I ain't gonna jump one off of there. Uh-uh.
Oh, that's dangerous.
That's too high. I wouldn't jump off her at all.
Well, they don't mind that, do they?
They may not mind it, but I do.
The soft ground.
I wouldn't jump on off with you, Barbara. Off the truck that high.
They jump off just like goats.
No, well, they might do it for somebody, but they won't for me. They won't for me.
Well, what I'm interested in, did you got your price on all this stuff?
Yes, sir.
On the on your big trailer?
Yes, sir.
Who'd you sell it to?
Jack Stokes.
Sold it back to him?
That's right.
$1,000 to boot?
No, I didn't ask $1,000 to boot. But I got what I asked for the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my time had run out and I had to do something.
Well, now, I tell you, that's what I would have done if I'd been Jack Stokes. I'd have just, because it's a good trailer, and he'd have to get another one pretty soon, you see.
Well,
so he can just buy that in and keep it till you want to get it back again.
I don't want it back. I'm going to get another one. Two more, maybe.
You're not going to make them?
No.
You got the island one?
Two of them. In one place. Right.
I mean, they're cutting down on the business that much?
Well, he thinks he is, but he's just getting in it. He's jumping right out of the frying pan into the fire. He don't know it, but he is.
Yeah.
But I made him think, I'm trying to make him think that he's doing the right thing, because I want his horses, I want his trailer, I want all his equipment. I want his 35 head of horses, I want it all. And I'm going to get it. Nothing happened.
35 head of horses.
Okay.
He's in business.
And he's wanting to get out.
He wants to get out.
He's wanting to go to the dog tracks. He's going to the dogs. And the race tracks.
Yeah. He's had enough of the livestock.
I guess. He called me up and told me he wanted to let me have it. I went and looked at them. He got some good horses. He got some foreign.
But you can get the money out of them?
The money that I quoted him, I'll get out of him. Because I quoted him killer price.
And you think he'll take it?
I mean, if he's big enough fool to take it, why, I'm big enough fool to gamble on it. Why not? He's got some real good horses. Got some good prospects. 4 year old. Good prospects.
That's a lot of horses.
What you gonna do with both of them trailers?
He's one of them.
As good as one you had?
Nope.
Pretty good enough.
Now, they don't have the miles on them that trailer of mine that I had on them. But where they've been abused, they've been sitting around.
Yeah.
They've been sitting around and collecting rust. He's got one trailer that he had built in 1970, tailor made, and he's run 5 trips to Fort Worth, Texas, and back and parked.
That sounds about typical, about what you expect.
He run 5 trips to Fort Worth, Texas.
What size is it?
It's a 30-foot long load space.
Well, that's what yours was. Like.
No, mine was 20.
What, Cookie?
10 foot longer than that I had. Well, he thought it was only 26, but I put the rule on it, and it's 30 feet. It's 40 foot from the end of the nose to the back bumper, the back taillights. Got a 10-foot nose on it, covered. Then he's got another one like I had, 20-foot. I think I paid that Rally Sports coupe off today. Not sure.
Come again. What was it you traded off?
That Rally Sports Coupe.
I don't know about Rally Sports Coupe.
Well, I traded automobiles since you all been gone.
Your truck?
No, automobiles. I traded the Nova for a 69 Rally Sports.
Who gives?
What? Well, who always gives what?
They give you?
They got to give me. I don't trade myself a big boot. Like I told a man tonight on that motorcycle. I said, I've got to have some money. And I done sure got it.
You want to stay in business? You got to have some
you
money.
Got to have car, I got to have gas money anyway.
That's no small amount now.
I'll tell you what. I've turned a lot of things since you all saw me last.
Well, it sure sounds like it.
Well, what are you going to do with that sports coupe?
I'm going to trade it off.
Can you do all right with it?
Yeah, I can do all right with it. Them things hotter than a $2 pistol. About everybody wants a sports coupe like that. Am I right, Barbara?
I reckon so.
Low and fast.
That's right. I'm telling you, it's just outrun a scalded dog.
Is that a...
Believe me, I know.
You tried it out?
My hundred.
You tried it?
Yes, I tried it. You don't buy a pair of shoes to try on.
You just sort of put your foot on and tested it. You didn't just sit there and let it go.
I saw enough.
That's what I think.
I saw enough.
Yeah.
When they go past 120, I'm going to back off.
Oh,
God. I'm eating wings after you go past that mark.
That's right. Mm.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested in that 30-foot trailer. You don't need a 30-footer. 20-foot was all you want to haul.
I know. But it's in the deal, guy.
He got it.
He got it. He wants to get rid of it.
What did he pull it with?
A 1-ton truck.
Like yours?
Yeah.
Gooseneck?
No, fifth wheel type. Takes a big fifth wheel. Like to use on semi-trailers. Pull that.
Or that.
Yeah.
So you can't pull it?
Yes, I can too. Because I got the fifth wheel to get, I can get the job done.
Where you got the fifth wheel?
I'm laying up there back on. Down with the hill covered up in leaves and brush and briars and grapevines and what have you. I'll get the job done.
You mean it really?
I mean, really?
Does your daddy know about all this?
Huh?
Does your daddy know about this? Do you know you're back in circulation?
I'm not telling.
When did you talk to him?
Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's a week, 10 days.
Christmas Day.
That's the last?
Yeah.
And all this has happened after since Christmas.
No, some of it happened before.
Well, you were on the verge of selling that trailer the night last time we saw you.
Yeah, I was just on the rock right like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But not with Jack.
Yeah.
He was holding out for a couple $100.
Yeah, and I just tell him the mark.
He oughtn't to be such a penny pincher as that, to give it all his money.
That's the reason he got it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
No, I sold the trailer. And sold my buggy.
Oh, the buggy.
$350.
Cashed it in. They gave me something to pray on.
Oh, I see.
I ain't been still since.
I see. It, nothing would break loose.
I couldn't get nothing to break. I couldn't get a thing to break. I didn't have a thing that moved.
And you wasn't going to give it away.
That's right.
Well, did that fellow up there come through, the one that said he'd lost the habit?
No.
He still couldn't make it.
He couldn't make up his mind. I took it down your blow old cow and sold it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what got you started.
That's right.
That cash for that bugger.
Yeah. That's the first thing I sold. Then I sold my trade. Then I traded for some horses. Traded for an old mare and colt. Brought the old mare down here and turned her out. I got her on truck tonight. And I took the colt home with me. 10 months old. Pretty thing. Do anything in the world with it till you got a feed bucket. When you get a feed bucket, and that's how I'm going to keep you. If you didn't keep you, you got you. And I traded that fool thing off for when them kids of mine got hurt. I traded her off. I traded her for a big black mare. Well, it wasn't a big black mare. About the size of that mare of Barber's. And got 20. I traded the black mare for them little mares back.
No.
And give 100.
Well, you give.
But I was getting 2.
But one of them you didn't want. You got to carry them together. They eat out of the same bucket.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They're done and split up.
Never thrive.
Well, I don't care. It don't make no difference. I got my money out of them.
Oh?
You still got one?
I got one on the truck tonight.
Is that the good one?
No. Yeah, she's the good one. She's the best one. She's not wasn't the best looking one.
No.
Uh-huh.
But she is the most dependable. I mean, she's the quietest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's the best animal of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But she won't be happy anymore.
Oh, yeah. She just had his lark out there with old Nellie on there. Oh, yeah.
And you going to trade her off?
I'll trade anything but rally your little man.
You're not going to trade her?
No, I don't trade rally off. No.
But you can't, you can't work little man and rowdy together.
Who said I couldn't?
One white horse and one red horse?
Why can't I?
One spindly horse and one blocky horse?
Who said I couldn't? If I keep this little old pony, you're liable to see me drive up the driveway with Rowdy and this little old pony pulling a wagon.
We better be careful how we go away again, guys. No telling what could be again.
I just all the trading that's the Pinto Mare.
You did?
Well, that's a shame you didn't do it.
I had him down here looking, didn't I, Bob?
Yeah, you had him down here.
And they're negotiating, still negotiating over.
250.
Going up.
Well, that's what you said. That lady wouldn't have anything but a Pinto.
That's right. She won't have nothing but a Pinto, but she can't find it. I tried to pull that black mare off on her. She didn't want that black mare. He's a good man. There ain't nothing wrong with him. Anything wrong with him. And then a fella drove up in the driveway. And he said, somebody told me that you wanted to get rid of that Nova. I said, yes, sir. I said, what do you want for it? I told him. He's got to be back tomorrow. He come back and he's driving this rally sports. And he said, I tell you what, he said, I checked the blue book on it. I said, that blue book don't worry me a bit in the world. Now, I said, you can forget about the blue book. But he said, there's $500 difference in the price of my car and yours. I said, well, that won't get the job done. I told you, you might as well forget about that blue book, because that won't get the job done. He said, what will it take? I said, $750. I'll be back 7 minutes. And it's worth it.
What did he use for the 750?
Long green. And God be trusted.
I thought he'd give you a little livestock
or something. No, and God be trusted.
You mean he produced that amount of money?
And God be trusted. I priced it to him for $15.
How much did he get out of this?
I priced it at $12.50.
Did you make it?
I will keep it.
And in the meantime, you're gonna buzz around.
I'm gonna sport around. Traded that mate to this little mare I hit tonight for a motorcycle. A $600 motorcycle.
Ooh, Lordy, Miss Amy. He'll either be in that little sports car or on that motorcycle, yeah.
Well,
driving rowdy and that little pony up to drive up.
Yes, I don't know what makes him moody when nothing will come.
You're depending on for your cigars, by golly, listen, when your cigars run short, what time to get moody in?
Sure. Yes,
that's
sure.
That's right. Down on the cigar money.
And Helen's been in bed with the flu all week. Ain't worked all week. Well, she didn't go to work. And I thank them.
Well, tell her not to pass it around to anybody.
You
particular.
That's why I'm staying over here by myself.
You better.
I'm batching.
Put Helen over there.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to get them up the germs in that trailer. That's my den.
Cookie, you got more money in your pocket?
No, I'm broke.
You haven't paid off.
You better believe I have.
Now come again. You don't mean that.
Yes, I have.
Well, no wonder you're green.
Yes, I have.
That's reason you're broke?
That's reason I'm broke. I've got a dollar bill and some change in my pocket. But I'm just like a nigger. I got another cigar.
I wish
I wish you'd take a running start someday when you're not in a big hurry. What you got on there? Is that the way that made?
No. There's a sock up on it.
That's your sock?
Yeah.
I wish you'd take a running start someday. I want to hear that Buck Ridge thing, and I want to get it straight. I got it sort of anti-godly in my mind. When you, I'm talking about now whenever you got a little time.
I don't want to see that guy. Now, I just...
I don't mean tonight. I mean just any time. I don't care when.
That's when it costs me money. I like to forget about things like that because that costs me money.
That could have made you money.
Yeah, but it cost me money.
It could be that's making you money now. It could be.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. That, man, that was an awful thing.
Well, you working one side, and I'm working the other, you see.
I know, but... anybody can make anything out of that, but a damn mess is crazy.
All right. I might come up with something myself one day.
I'll tell you what.
Well, you haven't run into anything like that recently.
No, my God, no.
How'd you get on to that that deal? Did you find it?
Yeah.
Or your daddy?
I found it.
How'd you get a hold of the paper?
I called the county agent of Braxton County,
yeah,
which is in Sutton.
Yeah.
Sutton is the county seat of Braxton County.
Yeah.
All right. He gave me this man's phone number out of the market bulletin.
Oh, he saw it in the market bulletin.
That's right, and he knew about it, and he knew the man wanted to sell him damn sheep.
Well, how'd you know to call the county agent of that county?
Well, I just, how did I know who to call? Well, I think he ain't the only one I called.
Oh.
Goddamn, I called him down in Kentucky, Tennessee. I even called him out in, Iowa, Mississippi. Hell, I was hunting for some sheep.
And they were the only ones you found?
That's the only ones I found had any sheep for sale. And then we got a pretty good buy for them.
Well, you talked to the man on the phone?
I had him bought fair and square over the telephone. Well, she wouldn't have made the trip. That's right, I wouldn't have made the trip.
Well, you do that all the time. I know you had no way of knowing it wouldn't go through.
That's right. I'm up there. It didn't take me long to find out it wouldn't go through.
You mean just as soon as you hit the place, he goes there?
Yeah. No, No, he visited and I looked at the sheep. Messed around there.
But you didn't go right ahead and load.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got there too late anyhow.
Oh, yeah. It was too late. It was dark. It was so late when I got in there. Oh, later than this.
Sounds good.
10 o'clock.
Well, you couldn't see too much.
I could see enough.
Tell it's all right?
Oh, yes, sir.
And you got no way of knowing what happened to them sheep?
I don't care. I don't worry me.
Thank you.
cost me over $400.
Including the plywood?
Yeah. Cost me over $400. Sure did.
Okay.
But I tell you what, I've got a truck out there to go now.
Oh, you mean you put standards on it?
Yeah, I overhauled it again.
Again?
You mean since we've been gone?
No. Right after I come back
from
up there.
Yeah. Oh, you had that running.
Oh, yeah.
That I never had heard it like that.
But I didn't have it broke in good. See, I put 3,000 mile on it since y'all been gone. Ain't got no place either.
Good Lord. Well, it really adds up, don't it?
You know, I bought 65 gallons of gas. Friday. And I'm out. Back again.
We just supporting the Arabs. Every time I buy gas, I think of that. Damn the Arabs.
You and them bastards, another dime.
They getting more than anybody else. Gas before that went up. It was on
39 cents. Gosh, I pumped them in a gallon for 27.
Well, I mean, before that Arab hike, it was 20.
Anywhere from 38 to 42 cents for regular, and 39 to 45 for.
Was it that high?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, now, all of this hike is not to the Arabs. Part of that is to the dealers.
Dealers then these state tax, a lot of them have got a bond issue out for schools and all that kind of good junk. They take a certain percentage of the gas tax for that. It's just a mess. I say if everybody quit driving automobiles and quit buying gasoline, paying tax on it, the country go under.
The country go under. Yeah. Well, it's about to go under now with them.
Yeah. Just about.
Automobile country companies up there. You think it's going to hold together with them out?
Well, I don't know.
You know anybody buying a new cars?
No, sir.
Of course, around here we don't buy the cars. It's all up yonder where all the people are. There, that's where they.
Well, a lot of them now. If it wasn't for this, unemployment situation, there'd be a lot of them go right around here.
Is it that much around here? And them that's still working don't know how long they will be.
Mm-hmm. This friend of mine works at GE up there. She's been there. So when did I sell the service station? 71?
That's been a long time.
Well, she went to work there before I sold the service station. And by then, she got it the other night.
Yeah.
She got laid off. They cut first shift down two-thirds. Or GE.
She was on it.
Yeah. and she was on it. They cut back to 5 years.
Leave it over.
Sure did cut back to 5 years. On that one particular shift.
Yeah. I do it. That drives mine.
I tell you what, that's getting close home.
Well, now, a lot of these people have got someone that they can lean on. But, of course, they can't do it indefinitely.
No. Damn, when my horse trading's out, who do I lean on?
Yes. Yes.
When I can't make it from a dollar trading horse, hell, I don't come down and lean on you. Hell, don't make enough to buy groceries for them girls, let alone me lean on her. I can't nobody lean on. I have to stand on my own 2 feet.
Yeah. Well, you got several barrels to your gun. Horse is one of them. This machinery, you know, you can get along on that. If you, I'm surprised you haven't got back into the car business.
Oh, hell, I'm back in it.
You still got your pickup?
Yeah.
You didn't want to let that go in?
I didn't want to let that go start with. I got my Shirley pickup. I've got a 54 Chevrolet pickup. I've got a 55 Chevrolet pickup. I've got a 49 Ford pickup.
Did you acquire all them?
Just in the last couple, 3 weeks.
On what deal was that?
Well, various deals.
You mean they just stick in a little pickup?
No. Trading junk for junk.
In the hopes of getting a little better?
A little better, just, no, not any better, just a little bigger pile.
They was in hopes of getting a little better.
Yeah. I got an old Chevrolet like this and sitting out here. Only it's standard shift. I got a 54 Ford car that's, it's a 100. Runs good.
That burn, could be you're back in business. Well, you've been out of business a good while. How long have you been out of business? You was out of business in August.
Yeah. Man, I've been out, I tell you what.
I forget the date, but see, when we went up that first trip to Northwest Virginia, nothing happened on that trip. And you went up there and you was going to trade.
I couldn't even trade dollars without getting 50 cents to boot.
No. Well, that's been a long time.
That's right.
I don't know how much before that it was. August, September, October, November. Hell, could it? I guess it's around 5 months.
That's right. I've been out of commission.
And then on top of that, you have this court business.
Yeah, and I got some more coming up. Of course, I know it ain't gonna mount to nothing. $250 is all it's gonna amount to.
When did this court thing start? What month was that? We went back up there the 1st of September, last of August.
It happened 16th of August.
Is it?
15, 16, somewhere around there, yeah. About around the middle of August.
After we come back from.
Yeah.
Oh yes, yes, I remember. And that was your last trip up there to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Made killing and lost it.
Yeah. And then the next trip you broke down.
Yeah.
Man, that happened fast, didn't it?
So it did.
Well, since the middle of August, September, October, November, middle of December, 4 months. 4 months. Nothing would work.
No, it didn't even nothing work. It was not, wasn't nothing working right.
And why, when we were up there at you didn't even want to come back down here.
I knew what was gonna be. But it, I mean, everything's turned over now. I began to move a few things.
Yeah. Well, by George, that was a pretty close call, wasn't it?
Sure was.
You had till the 20th of January.
He was a money-making man. I mean, this man, Ross Jasto, he says he can make money. He knows how to make money. But he told me today, he said, Cookie, I'll be damned if I can see how you made that much money.
That's
right. I told him, I said, I ain't been sitting still and backing up. I've been going forward.
But you hadn't had any business with Jack?
No.
Except that,
I just sold him that trailer.
Well, he couldn't pass that up for that price, could he?
No. Well, I'm going to hook on that trailer tomorrow night. I head for Chicago.
The 20-foot one?
Yeah.
He don't want to be there without one.
No, and he don't care for me using it. He told me, he said, anytime you get a job, he said, come and hook on it.
Is that right?
Yeah. So he wants me to own it.
And pull it around everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Just one of these days it'll be out of the dump and be percolating again?
Well, I look for things to level off. After income tax, that's if people get their income tax paid. I look for things to level off and get back to operating again. Oh, Roger LaRue in Pennsylvania told me last night that today he could pay 15.5 cents for horses. That's a little better.
Yeah, better than 12.
Yeah, that's a little better. You pay 15.5 cents.
Yeah.
In other words, a 1,000-pound horse would bring you $155.
1,000-pound horse.
Yeah.
Including transportation.
That's right.
you're not going back on that run.
Not that run, no. I may go back up there, but I'm not going back on that. I'm not going to meet that debt. I'm not going to meet that market.
Oh, I see. But you wouldn't mind shopping around up there and picking up some of them nice horses.
I'd like to pick up some good ones down here and take up there and move out.
Not at the market?
Not at the market. Definitely not. I don't have to. I know too many people that I can make contacts with and sell them private and get a lot more money. Get a lot more money. If I can just get in on the ground floor before the camp starts. If I can just get in there before the camp starts, I'll have people calling me to bring them a horse.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, that'd be something.
I mean, it'd be something to look forward to. That's why I'm anticipating this 35 head of horses. Go through them and put a little schooling on some of them. I mean, the ones that will do, the ones at the right age, they've got the confirmation and all, put a little schooling on them and then move them out.
Well, you don't want to own them too long. So the more it adds up, don't it?
Sure does. $10, well, $9.20 a hundred for feed. It adds up quick. But
little 50-pound sacks just don't last. You just dip in there a few times and watch it go down.
You dip in there a few times and then turn it upside down.
You know, the timing has a good bit to do with this, doesn't it?
Yep.
So, you operate on a, sometimes you get a good margin, but ordinarily you operate on a fairly small margin. And that timing amounts something.
It sure does. Well, I got all of them riding academies. I know all of the managers up there around Blue Ball, New Holland, Downingtown, and Doylestown. Well, all around Philadelphia. I made contacts with all of them, and I sold them a few horses.
With this in mind?
That's right. Well, this summer in mind, not
yeah.
This year.
This summer, yeah.
But, I mean, with that, knowing all them people up there, and this deal over here, I think 35 head of horses, is going to run right together. Mm-hmm. Because I tell you, there's some good prospects. We've got some thoroughbreds. He's got some racing type quarter horse. I mean, he has got some good horses. And I'm quoting the price, I mean, where I can afford to kill. Put them on a killer market, if I have to. It's just that simple.
Oh, I see. But if you're lucky, you'll make a little.
That's right. $180 is the highest price I put on every horse he's got.
That's as good as he can do.
Well, he might do better, but it's going to cost him. Because he's going to have to put him up, he's going to have to clean him up, he's going to have to feed him. And he's going to have to hire somebody to do all that because he ain't going to because he's too damn lazy.
Now, that's not your friend up here.
No.
He's in business. He's stealing. Well, I had a nice visit in Georgia yesterday, Cookie.
Yeah?
Saturday night and yesterday. And, you know, it ain't really far. We kind of, I'll tell you what it did. I was feeling sorry that I traveled on the weekend. I just wore out up there and just got ready to come home. So Saturday morning was left in the rain. Saturday morning we pulled out. And we just messed around there when we were getting down past Atlanta. And I was just trying to get a little open country there and see what I could turn up before it got dark, and I didn't. Everything went wrong. And we stayed at that old Perry Motel. Used to stay there a lot. It's nice. If you're a bad frame of mind, you'll mend up a little bit staying there. You know, they got such good things to eat. But anyhow, we started out Sunday morning, and I was ready to come home. Faye wanted to just jockey around a little bit, and you know what we did? I thought, ain't anything happened on Sunday. Ain't anybody out on the road, out in the field, out anywhere, you'd see them. Well, sir, it's a curious thing. We found him doing just what you'd expect him to do on Sunday, if you just use your head. They was eating Sunday dinner. We found two extraordinary places. One there in Fitzgerald. We come down 129 at Fitzgerald, right there on the main street coming through town on the right this way, right there in the middle of the block, perfectly inconspicuous. It has Johnny Dollar. And I thought it was an old drugstore or something like that, you see, but it was a cafeteria and restaurant. And we got in there, the fella told us about it, and we found it and finally got in there and nosed in. I didn't know what it was after I looked in there. He was a red-headed fella, and he wore a blue suit and his corner sort of padded, you know, and that tail cut high, put his hands in his pockets, and he talked to everybody to come in. And sometimes he'd go at the door and open the door for him. We got there just ahead of the Sunday school crowd. And they come in and they knew just what to do. I couldn't eat. I was so full of Christmas food, I just couldn't eat. I got a cup of coffee. Faye went the rounds. That's unusual for me, you see. And she got a hold of some of the turnip greens, and she come over and sat down, and he said, "That turnip greens she ever just about ever eat." And they had, you paid the same price and just eat all you could, or else you could put it in a little bucket there and take it out with you.
Yeah.
Take it home. And he's an old medicine man. And we almost got there for the church turnout. I just couldn't make it. I couldn't sit them out. I wanted to see that. And down at the next town, Nashville or somewhere, I can see it. I'm not sure. On the square is a courthouse. On the square, in a most inconspicuous place, you can't even see it from the road, was the same thing. Wicks. I went in there and got a little something to eat. I come out, I started out and I said, well, you can't see you from the road. No, he says. That's all he said. Well, I said, how long you been here? He said, 1940. I said, are you? He said, I'm weak. And he's a little red-headed, so. Now, there's two places I never dreamed of.
I had been in that same town, and there's a little dinky grocery store over there sitting right by the railroad. And we got in there late and went in the grocery store and picked up some fried pies and things like that and sat down behind it and eat. That's my last recollection of Nashville. And just at less than a block away, about a block away, was this Wicks. All that good food.
Dang, I left to go.
Now let's see. When is it you're going to go north?
Tomorrow night.
All the way to Chicago.
Be back Sunday morning. Sunday sometime.
Tuesday.
No, bull.
Bull, you said. Bull? Bigger?
Yeah, 2 4-year-old Bremer bulls and 1 6-year-old Bremer.
Good stuff.
6-year-old weighs 21 something.
Oh.
2100 and some odd pounds.
So they're well fed.
They're well fed and well priced.
Well, you don't need a 20-foot telephone.
No, but I ain't got nothing else.
Yeah. You couldn't carry on your truck.
I ain't going to. Not with a 2,000-pound Bremer bull back there with wood racks.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. No, I ain't about to.
So you know what Nick took that little coat off in, don't you?
That was Nick.
You remember?
Yeah.
Racks this high?
That was Nick.
And that long-legged thoroughbred, way up there looking out over the...
Right before we got out the lane.
Yeah. I saw Nick.
Yeah. He stopped by just a little while. Where I was at. I was out of pocket, wasn't I?
Yeah. I saw him up there.
Yeah.
I didn't see the horses. I got there too late. But he's just sitting out there. He got 2 trailers together. 2 half-trailers, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty nice looking place. Pretty comfortable place. Nice place out there. I wish I'd been out there in the daytime to see the horses. 20 horses out there, something like that. Well, situated. He told me what he did, and he can get all them damn horses.
Well,
I tell you, Cookie, there's no, you don't get anything extra in wearing yourself out in this world. You just maneuver around, and you can get fixed up like that and just leave whenever you want.
Well, I ain't fixed like that and still leave when I want to. Well, I have to go.
Okay, I'll see what you got out here.
Time went right around 1500, and the end of this visit with Cookie, with Barbara and Faye, this Monday, the 6th of January, 75. Channel 1 right around 1500, the end of the visit with Cookie this Monday night with Barbara and Faye, this the 6th of January, 75.
is there any good?
We'll see.
of a sudden. I got cold all of a sudden. So I put on a jacket.
When did you get cold in here?
Uh-huh. And I didn't realize that's what happened to me.
It's hot in here.
Well, right before you built the fire. I thought it was warm. It's the warm outside.
Yeah, I got wrote the girl, wrote Bane.
I didn't expect he was really skylarking.
Yes, he was.
That's the most skylarking I've heard him do in a long time. So he's using the siding to prepare the chair. I didn't think. He was skylarking. Everything he said was skylarking. It's like a nigga, he still had it. He had one cigar. Sure can't talk about going to get put in jail anymore, yeah. Even if he hadn't paid it, he said he did.
Got something to say to him. You want to make juice out of these? You haven't had any juice in there, too. Would you like a little?
I might. Yeah.
Fine stuff.
Not married to him. leave some of him there?
Yes, there's something on
he couldn't stand it. He had to come up here and talk.
So she's not very interested, say she didn't talk. She doesn't do her share. She don't pick anything up.
Uh-huh.
Well, what am I going to do? Just sit there and ask her questions?
Talk about. She's been seeing this crazy every day.